And in today's story, we're going to have a look at how Padre Pio received one of the stigmata. This is the chest wound, and it is called the transverberation. So it's a mystical phenomena in which an angel pierces the heart of Padre Pio. So please do stay tuned to find out more. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel, we bring you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic, and a tremendous miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to find out what his intercession can do for you. And we invite you to be part of this Padre Pio apostolate. You can help us with liking the video and sharing the video to your friends and colleagues. And just a reminder that we are offering now a Lenten selection of videos. We have different videos every week. The selection particularly appropriate for Lent, for making a good Lent. And to see these videos, just go to the video description below and click on the link there. It will take you through to these Lenten videos. And you have to go back each week because the videos change weekly. Now, in today's story, we can see how an angel pierces the heart of Padre Pio. And this is a very rare phenomena, and only to the greatest saints in the church. For instance, Saint Therese of Avila, she went through this transverberation. Saint John of the Cross was another one. Saint Therese of the Infant Jesus and Philip Neri, and of course our great Saint Padre Pio also experienced this phenomena. Now, the great mystic of the Carmelites, and that is Saint John of the Cross, he describes this transverberation. And these are his words from his writings. The soul is inflamed with the love of God. And then the soul perceives that a seraph, that's some sort of an angel, with a spear or a sword, approaches and pierces the soul, which is already burning like a coal or even like a living flame. And this scorches it in a sublime way. And St. John of the Cross continues to tell us, and in this moment in which the soul is pierced with a sword or with a spear, the inner flame erupts with a vehemence and an energy as if it is in a blazing furnace. And the soul is wounded by this burning arrow, he tells us, and it feels this wound, but, he adds, with the greatest delight. The soul is seized with a great gentleness, he tells us. And within this, the seraphim ignites a fire from those embers which were still holding onto some weakness. And yet the soul also feels the stabbing pains of this wound, the strength of the pain, of the poison of this pain, in which this arrow is stabbing right into the hearts. And it pierces, he said, the innermost parts of the soul. Although this sounds something tremendously good to us, and so it is, yet it is also accompanied with unknown, incredible sufferings. And this expanding of the heart, of course, only has meaning if the heart then ends up, of that person then ends up loving more, if it loves as Christ loves after this experience. In Padre Pio's case, the grace of this transverberation was bestowed. It was given to Padre Pio. It was offered to him in August of 1918. And so this was even before Padre Pio received the visible signs of the wounds, the stigmata on his hands and his feet. So even before that, he received this transverberation. And before we get into the actual details of the events, we must remember that this grace is closely linked to the passion of our Lord, somehow assisting our Lord in his act of redemption. And in that same year, Padre Pio also received the wounds of the stigmata, although he had received the pains of the stigmata sometime before, in 1911. And here is how the transverberation happened. And it is the loving invitation of God to this chosen soul, offering him this opportunity now that he can participate in the work of salvation. It's kind of as if they ask the question, can you drink the cup that I must drink? And this is Padre Pio's answer. And this description is written by Padre Pio himself from one of his letters. I was there, about to hear the confessions of the boys from the school, when a heavenly being presented itself to the eyes of my understanding. And this gripped me with a terror, a horror. Padre Pio said, in his hands, in the hands of this angel, was an object. And it was in the form of a long lance. And from the very tip, the very sharp tip of the lance, fire seemed to emanate, seemed to come out. And he says, when I saw this, immediately the spiritual figure, this angel, thrust the sharp object right into my soul. Padre Pio says, I could hardly even cry out. I felt like I was going to die. So he asked the child to leave. Couldn't hear his confession because he felt sick. He no longer had the strength to continue. And Padre Pio says, this martyrdom continued without ceasing, without break, until the morning of the 7th. And what I had to suffer in that time, I cannot describe. Padre Pio says, I saw my sides, my insides, torn, destroyed, cut in pieces, and everything being set on fire by this iron lance. And he tells us, since that time, I have been mortally wounded. I can feel in the very depths of my soul a wound which is always open, that constantly makes me suffer. Then he asks the question, is this not a new punishment for the divine justice? So he's becoming part of our Lord's redemptive act, we could say. Padre Agostino, who was his confessor, he confirmed the truthfulness of this phenomena, in which he describes in his diary that Padre Pio felt in his heart he had been physically torn open and that blood actually flowed out. And apparently this blood, part of it came out through Padre Pio's mouth and part through the chest wound. So it was a physical reality, something extremely painful. And in another letter to Father Benedetto, Padre Benedetto, Padre Pio describes the pain as increasing more and more. And I feel as if I've been plunged, he says, into a sea of fire. The wounds open in me and bleed without ceasing. And this alone, Padre Pio says, was enough to have caused me 1,000 deaths. Do you not see that life for the soul you have wounded is now a real torment? And these overwhelming pains inflicted on me by the wounds are always open. Makes him angry against his will. And it drives me to delirium, Padre Pio says, that I do not even have the strength to bear. In this way, Padre Pio had taken a step towards, we could say, his own transfiguration. Like the Apostle Paul tells us, as he describes it, it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me, to the extent that the wounds of Christ became visible on Padre Pio's body, but with tremendous suffering and tremendous happiness as well. Next time on this channel, we're going to be having a look at Padre Pio and the fortune teller. And it's about how someone visited the fortune teller and Padre Pio was not happy about this. Just a reminder that we do have this Lenten selection of videos, different videos every week, selected specially to help you make a good Lent. Just go to the video description below. If you go to the description of this video below, you'll find the link there through to our Lenten selection.